Hello, welcome to Military History Podcast. My name is George Hageman, and it is October 3rd, 2005, and you are listening to episode number 4, Hannibal is at the Gates. In 203 BC, Scipio traveled to North Africa and achieved a great victory at Campi Magni. The Carthaginians got scared that Scipio was so close to their capital that they forced Hannibal to return to Africa and help defend the city. The massive battle that ensued was called the Battle of Zama and witnessed about 35,000 Carthaginians fight about 35,000 Romans. Carthage had the advantage of elephants, while Scipio and the Romans had the advantage of more disciplined legions and the superior Numidian cavalry. Scipio aligned his troops in the traditional Roman fashion of putting his hestati, which were his youngest troops, in the front line and having them drop back after about 5 minutes of fighting. Behind his hestati were his principes, who were armed with large shields and swords, and behind that were his triarii, who were his experienced spearmen. On Scipio's wings were his cavalry. As for Hannibal, he put his elephants in the very front line, followed by his mercenaries in the second line, followed by his young recruits in the third line, followed by the veterans of his Italian campaign in the last line. Hannibal also kept cavalry on his flanks to counter the Roman cavalry. The Battle of Zama began when Hannibal sent his frontline elephants to attack the Roman legions. However, Scipio planned for this and arranged his legions so that there were gaps in the Roman lines. Scipio then ordered all of his trumpeters to blow when the elephants charged, so that they would get scared and just run through the alleys, causing no damage to the Roman lines. Soon after the elephants ran away, Scipio sent his cavalry to attack the Carthaginian cavalry, and the Romans defeated the cavalry, and instead of then attacking the flanks of the infantry, they pursued the fleeing Carthaginian cavalry. So this was not what Scipio wanted, but Scipio still remained calm because he knew that he had the superior infantry. Soon after, Scipio sent his infantry in to attack the Carthaginian infantry, and for a while, the battle hung in the balance, thanks in part to the Carthaginian veterans and to the Carthaginian mercenaries. However, the Roman cavalry, who had left the battlefield to pursue the fleeing Carthaginian cavalry, returned and attacked the rear of the Carthaginian infantry. The Carthaginian infantry was decimated, and the Romans won the Battle of Zama. Hannibal then fled to Asia, and Carthage surrendered to the Romans, and Rome had officially won the Second Punic War. That's it for episode number 4, Hannibal is at the Gates. If you would like to know more, visit www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com or email me at geo47@graffiti.net.